Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'll guarantee you it's an intelligence operation to infiltrate and set up these men. General who sent thousands of inappropriate emails to woman who reported harassment by Petraeus' mistress. You got the FBI spying on the CIA director? Give me a break, ladies and gentlemen. That's off the charts. We're going to be breaking that down with Dr. Steve Pachinik coming up, getting his take on what's really going on. He personally knows Petraeus. He goes to the CFR and called out General Dempsey. He said there wouldn't be an Iran attack because the Joint Chiefs had told Israel there wouldn't be. I respect what he has to say, but we're going to try to flesh it all out. Coming up, this is going to be some pretty powerful radio. Gary in New York, you're on the air. Thanks for holding, sir. Are you celebrating Obama's victory?
No, sir. No, I'm not. I'm a true patriot. First off, God bless you and your staff. I appreciate all you guys do.
Thank you.
You know, I was thinking maybe this, before I get on my Obamunoids pushing Obamunism statement, possibly this Petraeus thing could be a blessing in disguise. Maybe, you know, start some things up, possibly get Obama maybe in some trouble.
Well, my gut is, this is what they did with Nixon and others. When somebody goes into a second term, they're dangerous to even the establishment because they're not facing re-election. And if a president ever tried to actually act like a president and not just a total puppet, they have to assassinate him. But they don't like that either because people won't buy that anymore, like Kennedy. So instead what they do is they destroy it with a scandal. But they don't like scandals that deal with corporate corruption. So they usually get you with a sex scandal, like Clinton and Monica Lewinsky. And again, I was no fan of Bill Clinton, but that was all part and parcel of that. The Republicans wouldn't go after him, you know, for the missile secrets of Laura Allen Hughes, the communist Chinese, or the death of Commerce Secretary Ron Brown. They went after him on a sex thing because that's isolated to just that. And that's probably what's going to end up happening here. I think it's a balance of power thing that's happening. But again, that's we know this is a big scandal. We know it's bigger than what they're saying. We know it's an intelligence operation. We know they knew about Benghazi. We know they lied about it. The question is, who's behind it? What are the real players? What's the outcome going to be? I don't think we really know that yet. You can speculate, but I want proof. Go ahead and make your other point, sir.
Well, real quick, it's just ironic that, you know, Hillary Clinton is going away. Petraeus isn't going to testify. It's just really shady. And that, on top of all the executive orders Obama passed in his first 4 years, should have been frightening enough. And that gets me to my point.
But he gave us a phone. He's going to do more. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's crazy. And you know, you got people like that idiot Eric from New York calling up yesterday. You know, the thing that disgusts me the most is it seems like the globalist double standard has trickled down to the dumbed down masses. I mean,
No. They think it's good to kill other people so they have more room in there, but they don't understand they're being killed too. Is that what you were going to say?
Yeah, well, you know, it doesn't make sense that the average person, I mean, your son is more intelligent than 90% of the people in this country. And, you know, these guys, they could kill, we go to jail. They could sell drugs, we go to jail. They could push away vaccines, we push away vaccines on our kids. They have CPS come snatch up our children. You know, and it's trickled down to the people. And you have, you know, I live in the Bronx. Unfortunately, it's bittersweet. I understand it's a police city state. I understand that, but I'm Italian. I got a lot of people who are African American. They're not dumbed down and ignorant. And people forget when Planned Parenthood was created, they used people who were the black faces of the society movements and used them to push their eugenics on the black society. And yet you have all these people. If you're white and you didn't vote for Obama, you vote for a white guy, you're racist.
No, that's what's crazy is that I'm like, hey, they're killing half the black people in abortions. And the guy's like, I don't care. I love it. You're racist. And I'm like, so, I mean, I'm telling you, man, it's sick because I'm telling you, I've been around those type of people. We got a bunch of video clips of it. We're going to air it soon where there's black folks saying, yeah, kill the little nappy head black kids because it's this idea of kill somebody, I'll get more. It's amazing. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or cake, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Monday through Friday from 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, we are here live, and it is now the 13th day of November 2012. We are seeing massive geopolitical movements worldwide. We are seeing incredible movements inside the military-industrial complex. What you're seeing from my perspective, we'll get Dr. Pachinik's take on this, is soft power coups going on back and forth. You have the FBI on record. And even Judge Andrew Napolitano is saying this is clearly illegal, unconstitutional, spying on the CIA director without warrants because another woman who was involved in the hospitality, a volunteer at the Special Forces command bases, she was a volunteer. They're helping the men in social services. She was a social volunteer. What a nice lady. And you've got the head of the Afghanistan operations sending her thousands of inappropriate, according to the Associated Press, emails. DrudgeReport.com has it all, calling it a four-star circus. InfoWars.com has it all as well. So does PrisonPlanet.com. We're streaming video right now for radio listeners if they like to watch at InfoWarsNews.com. So you can see all these articles and documents and photos that we're talking about. But I remember just a few days after the Benghazi situation, we had Dr. Steve Pachinik on, who is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He confronted a few months ago the Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Dempsey at the CFR and said, that he needed to go public and say, don't attack Iran. That later even came out in the news months after he talked about it. And to his credit, Dempsey went public and said it's a suicide mission. Just as many as the Israelis are saying it's going to be a catastrophe, including the former Mossad chief. Instead of using soft power against Iran, some want to go to this larger regional war that will probably lead to a third world war, at least conventional world war. And you saw Benghazi. We know it didn't go 5 hours. It went 7 hours. We know there's been a cover-up. We know it was an orchestrated attack. Why did the White House come out and say it wasn't an orchestrated attack? Then Dr. Pachinik said it was a neocon internal government operation as a false flag October surprise to knock out Obama. He's been critical of Obama, saying the bin Laden story was a hoax. He said it 10 years ago on my show. He said it right after it happened. Then that started to come out. Stratford responded. The mainstream media responded and said that a lot of the intelligence community weren't buying it. So this became a big international story, but also within internal intelligence, it became really big. And Dr. Pachinik was approached by different spy agencies, Mossad, CIA, you name it. I was approached off record and asked to shut up. I have not shut up. I have been threatened as well. At a certain point, even though I research this stuff, no exaggeration, 18 hours a day and even dream about it, because once you get obsessed with something and you've got a decent brain, the world opens up. I'm not sure what's going on. I know there's a cover-up. I know it was an attempted false flag at some level. I know there were missiles at that facility, the thousands that are missing, to be shipped into Syria. That's now come out. We said that a month ago. Dr. Tarpley and others did. We know that the ambassador was starting to become critical of what was happening. That's since been confirmed. Pachinik said that. So that backs up some of what he's saying. But I don't get, and we're going to walk through this here today. I want him to give us the big picture first and simplify it, then get into more details. I don't get if it's some type of internal false flag, October surprise against Obama, because certain power structures wanted in, to control the military-industrial complex trough. And wanted a hot war against Iran, why Obama stood down, why he lied about it, why he gave the press conferences, why the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Rice, said on all different news shows that Sunday after it happened, the day after, that it was just a protest gone wrong. Why the cover-up if it was a black op against him? Okay, and now why are they purging Petraeus? Why are they purging the head of AFRICOM? Why are they purging who was over Benghazi? Why are they purging the head of the Afghanistan operation? This is all happening, all connected to this one woman. Is this woman a operative? Is this woman what they call a honeypot? That's a question we're going to ask. And Dr. Pachinik, again, is an MD, PhD, an American psychiatrist, trained and served under Kissinger, former State Department official, author, and publisher. He, of course, has written many, co-written many of the Tom Clancy books. He's been turned into major movies and TV shows and series. He's a critically acclaimed author of psychopolitical thrillers and co-creator of the best-selling Tom Clancy's Ops Center and NetForce, just to name a few. Trained in psychiatry at Harvard University, international relations at the same time. Only got to have 2 degrees at the same time. MIT. His novels are based on over 20 years' experience resolving international crises and hostage situations for the Department of State or Foreign Administration, stevepachinik.com. Notice he's revamped and upgraded his site. Looks really good. And, of course, if you really look up his name, he's been involved in overthrows of governments using psych warfare to get people to kill. You never talk about this on air, but the London Telegraph, you can correct me if I'm wrong, says that he tricked the communists into killing the Italian prime minister, things like that. So he's a serious guy. He joins us now. Sure, I know I've thrown a lot out there. That's what I do, is everybody kind of gets some of the pieces. I want to start with the big picture. You said that there were internal jockeying and things going on. I'd like to start with Petraeus and what's happening now, lead that into Benghazi, lead that into bin Laden, and what the power structure is doing right now with the internal tectonic fissures. Dr. Pachinik, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Alex, for having me on the show. Let me start with number one. Basically, what Petraeus is doing what all generals have done previously, is to basically fall on the sword of Malaysia, basically take himself out. Because he probably did not agree with the decisions of General Dempsey, Panetta, and what I call the choir boys, the people who Don president himself. What this really is a internal fight between what is the military culture, which was rising, and something I encouraged, against the civilian culture, which was really dominated by the CIA, an antiquated CIA, and it's been a power structure fight for a very, very long time, over 20 years, probably starting with back to the Bush Sr. going through the Clinton administration, where you had two different types of cultures trying to dominate our foreign policy. And it was much more Machiavellian than anybody realized. It was behind the scenes. What you have is a CIA that's really dysfunctional, that is consisting of people who have never really been able to acclimate to the new world, to a world which has become more electronic, more precise, more incisive. And what happened is you have a lot of men who were in the 70s and 80s. Many of them were alcoholics, who I treated. Many of them came out of the Catholic religion. I have nothing against Catholicism. People like Dempsey, who was the chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff, Brannon, Donilon, all of whom really were not very qualified to run anything other than a series of past failures. I'll give you an example. Brannon, who is now the counterterrorism head, was in charge of the towers that blew up in Saudi Arabia. He's a totally incompetent station chief who's been an advisor to not only Clinton, but went through Bush Jr., was involved in 9/11, the original 9/11, and has created a total series of false narratives that the CIA has been very not effective in doing, including the 9/11 Osama bin Laden story, the Osama bin Laden raid, which was false. And now it finally came to the confrontation of Benghazi. Benghazi is really the trigger point of the entire conflict between our U.S. military, which is a highly trained, very precise organization, which would not tolerate the ad hoc or the kind of willy-nilly efforts of the CIA to create all kinds of conflicts, and the incompetence of our civilian government, including Obama, including Hillary Clinton, who has had a history of men who have died all along her side, who've allowed men to die. Remember Foster? She herself has been a very disastrous figure in our foreign policy, going all the way back to Bill Clinton, when she encouraged him not to get involved in the killing and the massacre of 800,000 people in Rwanda. Nobody knows about that.
Sure, Doc. Listen, I'm going to give you the floor to get into all this, but just for listeners tuning in right now, I understand some of the background. You're talking to people out there in government, not just the audience, but... But, I mean, come on, you've got the same woman connected to all these generals. You've got
all of them. Forget about the woman, Alex, but I want you to remember, all of this is what we call a cover story and a honey trap that doesn't really exist. Whatever the story is, we're talking about characters now. We're the real bigger picture. You've got to pull back, Alex, for a minute. The real picture now is what happens when you have a military that was led by Petraeus taking over the CIA and saying that you're going to have to now not work a loosey-goosey and out of control as you've been doing it for 20, 30 years, but you're going to be a militarized service. And so what happened, a lot of the CIA is no longer what we have civilian. We have really outsourced special forces who have been on contract. So basically our entire covert operations institution has been contract officers who make a lot of money, 250,000 ex-special forces, and we have the military, who's been standing by and being told what to do and to go into areas that they don't want to create wars, for example, in Libya. There was no reason whatsoever to take down Gaddafi. Absolutely no reason. There was no reason whatsoever to go into Libya, into Syria, to take down Syria.
And so now it's purely about the payday, and if they continue this, even if there's a corrupt power structure, there's not going to be an America left if these mercenaries continue to get in the way of the real national goals and national interest of this nation.
That's correct. The mercenaries was a problem that was brought up to me by the general, Special Forces general 10 years ago, when he asked me, who do I think would be the next major enemies of the United States. And I said the mercenaries that we're creating.
Okay, Doc, we got to go to break. Humor when we come back and recap what you're really saying happened in Benghazi. And then let's get into what's happening with Petraeus, because clearly the FBI and the Justice Department is now spying on generals without warrants. This is some type of internal battle coup operation. I want you to put it in layman's terms. Talk to me like I'm 6 years old, Doc. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Short segment, long segment coming up. I just want to revisit this because you were on a month or so ago. You said that it was a Israeli neocon coup from the information you had against the Obama administration, who you've been critical of, but you were saying there were all these internal power structure coups. I'd like to hear the evidence of that. Now in the aftermath, why would Obama then try to cover up? Why wouldn't he send aid? There was a CIA torture base right down the street. Why is all this going on, and how does it tie into five generals now in the last month? The head of AFRICOM, the head of the Afghan operation, now Petraeus and one other. I guess Petraeus was the head of, was he the head of CENTCOM? I mean, this is getting really, really crazy. And obviously, there's seismic, you know, the ground is rumbling in Washington, and we're being told it's about these women. I know that's a distraction. I know that's the cover story. I get that. But I'm saying, what's deeper, Dr. Pachinik? So let's start at Benghazi, please, sir.
All right. The Benghazi issue was a totally illegal operation, which was signed off by the President of the United States, who, remember, is part of the CIA. His mother was CIA. His father, his grandfather was CIA. He was trained in the CIA. What you have here is the CIA versus the military conflict going on. And you have basically an out-of-control foreign policy that's run by mercenaries and by a military that refuses to engage in civilian intrusions into Libya and Syria. And what happened in Benghazi was that the ambassador was clearly murdered under the directions of Hillary Clinton, who has had a history of allowing people to die and men to die. So the consulate was really used as a center for, as I said before, RPGs for torture. Now, they had the mercenaries, the SEALs, had several Libyan and other foreigners in the embassy and the consulate, which was used to torture these victims. And basically, this was a totally illegal operation, which did have a finding. When I say it's illegal, it means that it's illegal by the International Court of Law. It's illegal by using an embassy or consulate. It's an illegal usage. So what you have here is military fighting the CIA, basically, and a military coup that was beginning to say, we no longer want to find, we don't want to listen to the President of the United States. We're tired of listening to the Bushes. We're tired of listening to Obamas. We're tired of listening to Panetta, who really has no credibility. And we were tired of listening to Dempsey, who I had warned a month before, as I told you, the Council on Foreign Relations. Would you ever stand up to the President of the United States and in this lilting Irish in there? But the real issue was that General Hamm, the rear admiral in charge of a carrier task force, were watching their own men being killed in a place where illegally the operation was not legal, but nevertheless, these were their soldiers, their special forces, and all over the world. We could monitor this for 8 hours.
And you said this a month ago. They had two drones over. So why don't the generals come out and say, you made us stand down and go public? Because if what you're saying is right, and I agree that's where this is pointing, then they're going to end up killing these guys before they can come out and blow the whistle.
Let me tell you, Alex, why. Because we have created, and this is why it's important for our public to understand, and I've said it for a long time, we have created a general corps that is not consistent with what we had in World War II, when we had a George Marshall who would fire 600 generals in minutes and in hours because they would not stand for it. And instead of standing down, they should have never stood down. Ham should never have stood down. The rear admiral should never have stood down. None of them should have stood down because the SEAL teams that were in there, and the special forces that were in there, were told that they would have overhead cover, and they marked the entire consulate to say, look, we have to blow this up. And instead, what we've had is a military, which has wanted to assert power, has backed down because of several reasons. Number one, America has to understand our military now is a non-functional military. It is filled with generals who have never really been in war, who are really concerned about getting more medals and more positions, but have never asserted their aggressiveness or their warlike attitudes, which they should have. And basically, they're making $3 million when they leave the government and they go on to go to L3.
Okay, break it down. This is riveting, and it makes sense, and you did call it early on.
I'm saying it. I'm saying our military has been dysfunctional for the past 20 to 30 years. However, we developed a small corps of generals whom I've worked with, whether it was Petraeus or others.
Okay, stay there, Doc. We got to go to break. Satellites.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com. What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Jones waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. I have traveled around the world, and I'm telling you, the United States is one of the best places to live, and my ancestors have been here on the Mayflower, and even longer. I'm part Native American, and I don't want to see my republic go into a complete tyranny. And we are all in grave danger. We're going to talk about what this means, that there's obviously a giant battle between the intelligence agencies, the FBI, and the Defense Department, that's undoubted. General sent thousands of inappropriate emails to a woman who reported harassment by Petraeus' mistress. FBI agent banned from probe after he grew obsessed and sent her shirtless photos. Bombshell story is just a smokescreen for something bigger. That's what the father of Petraeus' biographer girlfriend has said. And he says it's about to come out. Local TV station mistakenly airs altered sexually suggestive version of Broadwell's book cover. This is a big battle inside government. They're talking about impeachment of Obama. They're talking about this being the new Watergate. We're going to cover it with Dr. Steve Pachinik of StevePachinik.com, high-level former intelligence operator head of psychic warfare for the State Department, worked on peace deals with, of course, Egypt and Israel successfully there at Camp David. And he is, you know, giving us his inside scoop, member of the Council on Foreign Relations on what's happening. We're going back to him to give him the floor here in one moment to go out of Benghazi to the battle that's happening, where he sees it going, and why the generals didn't come out with this. Because it's now confirmed the military sat there and watched. That's been confirmed. Colonel Schaefer agrees with a lot of what Pechenik's saying. He says it was a hit, a murder. He just says, you know, it looks like some elements want missiles to get to Al-Qaeda because that's good for military business. That's basically what Pechenik's saying. This is about arming Al-Qaeda for the next stage. Will that be terror attacks here used to take our liberties? We'll talk to Dr. Pechenik in a moment. First off, we are listener-supported. When you support our local AM and FM stations by supporting their sponsors or becoming a sponsor, whether you're listening to us in Tampa, Florida, or Chicago, Illinois, Austin, Texas, or Rochester, New York, it is so important, whether you're listening in Oregon or New Mexico, to spread the word about those local AM and FM stations and support the local sponsors or become a sponsor. The show's really expanding. I want to welcome all the new listeners. Also, it's important when you go to InfoWars.com, we carry the best products I've found that I personally use, like eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, to get their best discounts on high-quality, storable foods. In case this depression really gets bad, it's good to have that backup. It's important to go to the site and get the ProPure water filters discounted 15% off. We're extending that a few more days because it's been the most popular sale of that product we've ever had. It's the lowest price anywhere you're going to find it at InfoWarsStore.com. It also has the fluoride filters you can get as well. They have the traveler unit, stainless steel, next to the competition. We'll go look at the side-by-side to its leading competitors. It is numero uno. It's what I use in my home and here at the office. So Pro Pure, available at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have the new survival film about safest areas in the country and even outside big cities, the safest sub-areas, like the Texas Hill Country outside Austin. Strategic Relocation with Joel Skousen, an incredible new film that we're now shipping. That is available at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Find all of Dr. Steve Pechenik's great books and materials at stevepechenik.com, supporting our guest as well. Okay, Doc, you got the floor. We got 15 minutes left in the segment now. I'm going to stand down here, roll through it in layman's terms. Benghazi, what this signifies, where it's now going, why these generals are all leaving, what this signifies, you know, shouldn't they be speaking out? We know they sat there while those people were murdered. Who was really behind that? Where is it all going? What do you predict?
Number one, the Benghazi episode has been the culmination of illegal operations that have been done under the CIA with Petraeus, first with Panetta, who was DCI, and basically the CIA is no longer the CIA we knew about 10, 20 years ago, where I had men who had worked for our country. They're basically mercenaries who have been hired out of special forces. They've been using drone attacks and killing many, many people. Panetta is seriously, should be impeached for war crimes. He was then brought into the military and really does not understand the military. He does not come from the military culture. The military did not accept Panetta's view of drone attacks. They have a much more sophisticated approach to the world. They're much more precise. They follow orders. Unfortunately, the military watched a series of attacks occurring in Benghazi with an illegal operation, legal meaning literally it was illegal, using the cover of a consulate, which is an illegal cover, to use torture of Libyan prisoners and foreign prisoners, which we were interrogating and repeatedly, and the CIA denied that, and was also supplying weapons into Syria in a misbegotten type of foreign policy, which was initiated by Hillary Clinton, Obama, Valerie Jarrett, and the people in the White House. So we've been running an incredible amount of secret wars under Obama, where normally we should have known about it. Our Congress has never covered it. And we have had more wars and covert operations under him than any other president I know of. And since he's come out of the CIA, he's run by the CIA. What you have here is a cultural clash between military generals who refuse to continue to listen to civilian authority. And I have encouraged that through my lectures at the war colleges, through my meetings with the generals, saying that at some point in time, you generals will have to stand up to civilian leaders who led us into the war in Vietnam, who led us into the wars in Iraq, who led us into Afghanistan. You have performed poorly. You have performed exceedingly poorly. You have destroyed the integrity of the military and the army. And yet, these generals watched while their own men were being killed and said nothing. Now, it's unfortunate. They should have said something. They should have stood forward. And instead, they were given the cover story by Dempsey, who's a total coward, someone I met, had total disrespect for, and Panetta, another coward who should be impeached and in the White House. And in turn, they were told to stand down. But what was happening in the middle of all of this Benghazi episode was the fact that not only was a Navy rear admiral and a carrier task force sent back, which is unheard of, and they were ready to protect our soldiers after 7 hours of an attack, and where these special forces units were literally putting their lives on the line to say, look, save us. And they were told that they would be saved, but they weren't. Basically what happened is, this was an attempt by the White House, by Panetta, by all the men in the CIA from the old days, like Brannon, who should have been indicted for war criminals under 9/11, 2001, who's a continuing problem. Donilon, who should have been indicted for criminal activities under 9/11. And this is all combination where the military did not do what they should have done, which was to refuse the civilian order and be treasonous, as I have been repeatedly. And defied civilian order to save the lives of our military men. I'm ashamed of our military for having done that. I'm sorry that they did it. But basically what's happened is that there was a fear in the White House, and a correct fear, that part of what I had been doing and others had been doing was to develop a military corps of generals, which Petraeus was part of, say that we will no longer follow civilian orders. Meaning that the civilians who've come to power, our president, Bush Jr., Clinton, and Obama, really know nothing about foreign policy. And the people who they picked, Susan Rice, Hillary Clinton, Samantha Powers, Brandon, all of these people are incompetent. They've had a history of incompetence, and they're ideologues. And they basically wanted to go into countries like Libya and overthrow Gaddafi, who was our ally for years, and create stories that really were not even rational. And claim that we would create an Arab Spring when, in fact, they had no solution as to what that meant and where that was going. And in Benghazi, this was the final point of where the military and the civilian, or the CIA, came to a clash of who was in charge. And it was clear that at this point in time, the president committed not only a legal act that used the State Department as a cover for torture and extradition, as well as sending a weapon illegally into Syria on rebels where we had never declared war, but at the same time, it was the clash to allow the civilians to get rid of all those generals who in any way could be defying the White House. So this is really a coup attempt. This was the taking down of a real military coup to say we've had enough. And unfortunately, our military backed down. And they will pay a heavy price for it. 14 other Navy commanders were dismissed during this period, and that was not written about. So that basically the White House, under the direction of Brennan, who was a very dangerous CIA operative, who was involved in 9/11, should have been indicted for criminal activities under the 2001 9/11, Donilon as well, and this gets into that specific issue. Now, the person who's missing in all of this, and the most important person who's never been talked about, is exactly the person you were talking about. And that's Mr. Bob Mueller, who for years I have warned that if he doesn't watch what he's doing, he should be under investigation and should be the one who's being investigated. Mueller has had a very, very, very dangerous history of having come in before 9/11, 1 week beforehand, appointed by Bush Jr., the head of the FBI, and knew very well that his involvement in 9/11, the stand down and the false attack that we had, and basically he was covering that up with the FBI agents. There's no question about it.
And by the way, his number two, just to briefly interject, was saying that they were going to allow an al-Qaeda attack as a pretext. He even gave newspaper interviews, John O'Neill, and then he died in the World Trade Center, we're told.
Correct. And I knew about Scott O'Neill because John O'Neill was the CIA operative who was sent to New York, and the head of counterintelligence of the CIA told me about him, and he warned about it. Mueller should be investigated, should be indicted for war crimes. He is very much a part of this cover-up and has been for a very long, long time. Mueller goes back, and so does the FBI, which should also be investigated. But unfortunately, we don't have investigative capabilities. Our Congress, our Senate is totally defunct. So we have to develop some kind of body where the American public comes in and says, you know what? Our congressmen and senators are useless. Our civilians are useless. But Mueller has to be investigated repeatedly for his involvement, not only in 9/11, 2001, cover up the criminal activities, but now illegal operation against the military, the CIA, and it harks back to the time of J. Edgar Hoover, when he used the investigative powers of the FBI to illegally monitor not only President Nixon, which was an illegal monitor, by the way, but used illegal monitoring of every other political candidate and used that as a way to punish our military and our CIA. So the notion that the FBI has worked closely with the CIA or the military is fictitious as far as I'm concerned. For over 30 years, when I've worked with the FBI or the CIA, they have been the most least cooperative group I've ever seen. In particular, they also make up their own storylines, which is absolutely amazing. I was involved in the Hanafi Muslim, and they failed terribly. And I defied presidential order, and that was basically treason. I threw out the president of the United States, Jimmy Carter, and warned him that if he would have come back into the room, I would have 500 hostages killed as he started it. That was basically treason. At the same time, I committed treason when I overthrew someone in the Aldo Moro kidnapping, and that's what we call a hard coup. There was no question that I overrode the CIA, overrode military orders, overrode civilian orders. But in my opinion, and at the directive of whoever it was, in my own opinion, I was able to do that. And for those years, nobody could understand it. That's why I was able to override the CIA and either fire or dismiss them or marginalize them.
Jimmy Carter story, I looked it up. It's on record that you were the State Department representative at the famous Camp David Accord. We should have you on just about the history sometime.
Right, but let me get back to this story of why this...
But, I mean, let's get back to you. What happened with President Carter?
Well, Jimmy Carter, President Carter had initially created a... got himself involved in a bank holdup where he was micromanaging everything. And as a result of that, what happened was a man by the name Khalid, who saw his daughter drowned by the Elijah Muhammad group, held five different buildings hostages, including the Bnei Brith, shot Mayor Barry, and we had 500 hostages. The FBI could not handle it. The CIA could not handle it. And I was called in the middle of the night to take it over. And Earl Silbert, who was at that time not my friend, but was the U.S. Attorney General, I told him that whatever happens will be canceled. We'll have a gag order. No one is to talk. Nobody is to say anything. And I took over complete command and control. There were three ambassadors from my Yaqub Khan from Pakistan, from Egypt, and from Iran, all of whom were just sitting there. So I provided the Quran. I quickly formulated the strategy and tactics where I took over the control of Khalid and told him that this is what's going to happen. And through a Cullinane, who was a very good police officer, we were able to change the entire course of a disastrous event where 500 people with napalm on the stairwell was about to die. And Jimmy Carter had no understanding of it, neither did his people. And I literally threw them out, and I warned them that if they didn't come in, they will have a blood bath on their hands.
Sure, and that's on record, too. It sounds amazing.
That's
the listeners.
This is not something
I'm... But let's expand on this. Let's expand on this, then. Sure. I'm just letting people know the kind of stuff you've done and what you've seen. Where is this going now where mercenaries, because the U.S. has been corrupt for a long time, and that's part of the whole Machiavellian system. And, you know, when you dance with the devil, the devil doesn't change, you change. But now you can see it, that what these mercenaries and the CIA and 80% of intelligence now run by private groups. I found an NSA base by my house and have confirmed it. Well, it's a private group, data mining. I mean, that's how bad it is. It's just everywhere now. They've made the American people their enemy, too, because that's a new battlefield for them. They don't care about long term. Now they really just want their paychecks. You've got contractors, low level, paid more than top generals. And so it's a private corporate coup that we see happening, and they brag about it. Where is it going then?
Well, it is going into the into a major confrontation with our military, because for every mercenary who basically was either ex-special forces receives $250,000, and you put in a special forces legal soldier next to him, and he's only making $40,000 or $50,000. You're going to get real conflicts. And I remember telling General Schumacher, the head of Special Forces and the head of the Army, 10 years ago, that our major enemy within 5 to 10 years, and it's right now about Benghazi, will be those mercenaries under L3, under Northrop Grumman, under all the companies that have been outsourced. And Panetta has been one of the greatest users of these L3 communications, as has the CIA.
By the way, they plan to use L3 domestically for civil unrest. They got a giant training base here in Texas. Stay there. I want to come back then and just zero in. Why did Obama stand down then if it was some type of internal operation with the neocons wanting to get missiles into the next theater to expand the war? Why did Obama play into their hands, or is he joined up with these people? I mean, I want to zero in on Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber suspension multi-tool and the Volcano stove collapsible cooking combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and emergency essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A decision is being made by the President and the Joint Chiefs in the war room at the Pentagon. And when they realize there is no possibility of recalling the wing, there will be only one course of action open: total commitment. Mandrake, do you recall what Clemenceau once said about war?
No, I didn't think I knew that, yeah.
He said war was too important to be left to the generals. When he said that, 50 years ago, he might have been right. But today, war is too important to be left to politicians. They have neither the time, the training, nor the inclination for strategic thought.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, we got one more segment here and then another. Two more segments, short ones with Dr. Steve Pachinik. Riveting, powerful interview. Unfortunately, so much is what he's saying, I can just verify from open intelligence, reading between the lines here. I was saying, isn't it about phasing out the military, converting it to a social enforcement thing domestically, everything going to drones controlled by mega corporations that have hijacked our country? And he said, bingo, that's it. So, Dr. Pachinik, you also had another announcement you wanted to make about the CFR. Break down geopolitically where all this is going, because soon the mercenaries are going to be cut out of the equation, too. The New World Order, it likes robots. It likes drones. It likes drone subs and drone ships. Explain where we're going.
Basically, this is the end of the army. We no longer really need an army. It will be decreased in size. They know this. This is the end. We don't need army units. We don't need the teeth-to-tail ratio. In other words, the amount of supply that we need to get actual fighters in, what not done well, is very high. So basically, where we are going into is a new kind of warfare, which is space warfare, cyber war, and cyber attack, which is really very important. Does it belong to the army? No. It really now belongs to a whole new concept of which the United States has to begin to understand, which has to deal with private industry and working in cyber war and cybersecurity, because the Army isn't necessarily designated or has been trained in cyber war and cyber attack, although they're interested in it. It's not the sine qua non of their reason. So what you have is the elimination of really war structures that can't effectively change the world powers. What can change world powers is now social media, statements like what you make, what we do. The CFRs are finished. I quit, as I told you. I resigned. It was an antiquated rest home for, you know, very, retarded individuals who are just...
But you got to get in Dempsey's face there. It's still useful for that.
Yeah, well, but Dempsey is a coward. I mean, if I were what I normally was, George Marshall, I would have fired him on spot. I would have fired 600 generals on spot. We don't do that anymore. Instead, we promote the generals. We give them pensions for $3 million. So they're useless.
Sure. Bottom line, where's it going with Obama then? How bad
Obama
is this?
Obama is going to be heading into a very serious problem of impeachment. He continues all these wars that are illegal wars, which have not been overseen by the Congress and the most effective Congress. But the American public understands that this is not just the president who quietly goes around and does what he does. He has been ordering these covert operations for years on end and is a product of the CIA and can no longer continue this. We will implode in terms of both our national security and also our military will refuse to follow any more orders. And in particular, I talk about our Air Force, which is in space warfare, which has to do with satellite warfare, and our Navy. Because our Navy, when you talk about our Navy, nobody's really talked about our nuclear subs and our fleets, what we call SINCPAC, Commander of the Pacific.
Or the nuclear drone subs. They have those classified missile platforms that have been around for 20 years.
Right. So some kind of deterrence is required. Are we going to be going into another major war? No. But we have created under Obama and the Bush administration more unnecessary wars thanks to the CIA, thanks to incompetent civilians and incompetent generals who wanted to just get their...
Back in 60...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.